Y'all not gonna like this one. To my single mothers, your son is not your king. Sis, you are a queen. You run your household. It is your queendom. Ergo, your son is a prince. Your responsibility is to raise him up to be the best man that he could be in this world, right? So when you say that your son is your king, who's in charge? Who's running your household? It is not the responsibility of a boy to be the man of the house. If you want a man in your house, you need to find a man. Now, if you find your husband and now you're merging your households, what role and responsibility is he supposed to play if there's already somebody in the spot of king? So moms, we know you have great intentions. However, please do not put a boy in a man's place and do not push out a good man because there's no position you've left open for him.
This is Glenn from the Glenn and Her podcast. Now listen, if you're not listening to Frocast, I'm coming to your house and I'm taking all the towels out your home. Huh? You want to get out the shower with a cold booty? Huh? If you're not listening to Frocast, I'm taking all the bread out your house and leaving the ends. There. Finish your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, huh? If you're not listening to Frocast, I'm taking all the back of the earrings out of your house. All your earrings are falling out now. Now you're looking stupid, huh? Listen to Frocast. It ain't that hard, man. It's a move. Frocast out here doing it. Listen, damn.
What's up, NappyAfro.com? Afrocast. King Jern, Queen Jern. Enjoy seeing the black love every week. It's the CG24. Y'all just deal. Y'all keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
Hit the hoe. Little hoe coochie. Little coochie. I stuck my finger down. That hoe doing too much. My finger ain't even that big. Oh! Oh! I said, bitch, you ain't got to play me. Bitch, you ain't got to act like I'm just putting in that word, hoe. Because I don't give a fuck. You ain't got to play me. Oh! Oh! Oh, and that sound like a goddamn baby goat. I said, man, chill with all that noise. Like, little coochie raggedy anyway. So I ain't really know what to do with the bitch. She talking about lick it. Bitch, I ain't licking shit, ho. I ain't licking shit. You can lick these nuts. I ain't licking that shit. I stick my finger in it. And I'm telling you, though. I'm drilling the air with that middle finger. And I pull my finger out. That coochie wide as the hallways.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DBIC, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you pregnant, baby on the way, no baby on the way. Podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated and ignorant.
aka the queen of QVC, aka bipolar mom, aka I hear no one, aka the Duchess of DoorDash, aka my cups runneth over, aka a lot of crass with a dab of class, aka my afro is my halo, and my favorite aka of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all, so it's no excuses why we shouldn't have good ratings on all those readers. We also have a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Oh, we also have a Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreons. Let me see. Do we have one this week? Let's see. No Patreons this week.
And you had to look that hard?
I had nothing to make sure. I had to open up the Nappy Afro email.
Oh, okay.
To make sure, because, you know, the email be getting, just be blowing up and shit, and then my phone just be chiming all day, because, you know, we in such high demand. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I wouldn't even understand.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand. You're not a celebrity. You don't get it. You're just a regular person. You get regular emails, you know, spam, okay, shit like that.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't get that. We get way more than that times everything.
Oh.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
But, you know. But yeah, you can become a patron and get shout out on the show and avoid situations like this.
Like nobody.
But if option A, B, or C did not tickle your fancy, there is option D. Option D is to share it, retweet it, reblog it, add it on your story on Instagram, tag us in it. We appreciate it because we have to find a way to keep duping the Instagram algorithm, and sharing it is the best way to do it. We appreciate the likes, but sharing and saving the motherfucking posts is even better.
Okay.
So, all the panders out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, productive so far. Got a little high school camp going on. Had some meetings today, of course. Everybody's trying to be back, right? So, my problem with the whole everybody back is that y'all really want to be in people's face. Like, okay, so y'all haven't seen people in over a year. Y'all feel like, oh my God, I want to talk to you.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, back the fuck up.
I see you. My thing is this. I don't really want to do all of that. I have on two masks. First of all, y'all lied to us because y'all said it would be available via Zoom or in person. So it was as if we had an option. Then today y'all say, the supervisor wants everybody to be in place. Okay, so be there. And I get down there. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to have lunch for y'all, whatever. I'm thinking, you know, of course, we're going to be in the pandemic now. So, you know, pandemic isn't over, people. We're going to have at least box lunches, right? We've had box lunches pre-COVID. So how today we got a whole spread. Y'all got chicken wings and finger sandwiches and shit. But everything is you just going down to...
Is serve yourself.
Yes. Yeah. It ain't no... Only thing they had at the end of the table was some sanitizer. And everybody wasn't using it. So I was just like...
No gloves.
I'm good. Yeah, no gloves in the building at all.
Just raw faces up there getting food.
Some people had on masks, some people didn't.
But was it one person in there without a mask on?
It was at least half the people.
Oh, okay. That let me know right then that I can't eat none of that food. Now, if everybody had masks on and there was some gloves,
maybe. But
everybody put on.
Yeah, no.
Or if they had one server serving.
That would be too much, like, right.
Yeah.
So that's not what we had going on today. And then somebody came over to me. Why are you not eating? I said, I'm good. I'm fine. I really wasn't coming for the food. I just wanted to say hello before the meeting.
Yeah, it was just a mixer.
So
I got my bottle of water right here in my hand.
You sure you don't want anything? I said, well, you know, I really thought that it was going to be individually wrapped, or we were going to have box lunch down here. Mm-hmm. So when the person was like, oh my God, I didn't, and she happened to be the person who ordered the damn food.
Oh, look at you.
Oh my God, I really didn't think about it. I'm so I said,
she
it's
said
okay.
We back out the woods.
It's
what okay. You mean? She's like, it's we okay. Outside. She's like, we outside.
Yeah. And y'all, and I would say 70% of the people I work with are probably damn near 70. So y'all might want to be a little more careful. Okay. But I didn't mean to make her feel sorry or make her feel bad about the situation. But I was just like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm 100% okay with passing on this food because it's like everybody out here.
I'll take a plate. Hold the COVID.
Like the number one dick scratcher. He was in when he got in the line. I already knew I wasn't in the line.
Wings in the side of hepatitis.
It's so stupid. But I was just like, I mean, like, he is always in between his legs. So I was just like, yeah, I'm definitely not eating at this point. Yeah. But it was just crazy. I mean, the thought was good because they wanted to have, you know, some sense of unity. Get back to the mixer, But the delivery was horrible.
Yeah, they ain't even think about it. Like, nah, man, you're supposed to have box lunches.
Yeah, ain't nobody supposed to be touching nothing. They're supposed to have tea for turkey, whatever, veggie, whatever
have,
it was.
Have them already
get
separated.
Your shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
Get your shit and go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, don't touch
it
everything.
It wasn't supposed to be nothing touching. Nothing
there
touching.
You go.
So, but they did what they could. So, yeah. I thank them for the, you know,
E for effort.
The try.
E for effort.
Yeah. I can't give them an E for effort.
As far as you asked me, my week,
I never do.
Got back in the swing. You know, we doing a little light workouts with football, you know, just basically conditioning and stuff, getting the kids right. Like I said, we on enemy territory. We took our training camp to the other side of town in the fertile recruiting grounds, and hopefully we can steal some kids from that area, you know what I'm saying, and bring them back to the other side, you know, and do that, you know, because, you know, season starts now, you know what I'm saying.
Them niggas ain't got no ride.
Hey. Coach live on that side. He might get scoop up a couple of them. So, you know what I mean?
But this coach can't.
I know I can't. If I ain't riding by then, it ain't going to be nothing. I'm barely beginning to practice my damn self.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm beginning dropped off at practice looking weak as fuck. That shit going to be weird as a motherfucker, but it is what it is. So.
Yeah, got to get that fixed.
Hey, man, it's going to get fixed sooner or later when it is. Man, this is just my time, you know, me to learn some patience like Job, to work on that. And, you know, it's all that. That's what it's all about. You know, it's all a challenge, if you want to call it that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's some kind of tribulation
your boy
is going through. You know what I mean? Okay. So it's just like a little, you know, just want to see, like, how bad you want it, my nigga. You gonna settle for the bullshit, or you going to wait, be patient, and get on top.
Okay.
And get what you want, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's gonna happen, man. That's all.
Well, I don't really care for the football equipment in my car, so.
Oh, there ain't gonna be none of that. You see, I got rid of most of it.
I'm just saying, just so you know.
Man, listen, man, I don't.
Just so you know, I don't do no dirty kids in there either. They ain't with the ones that I already got.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, just laying out some ground rules, sir.
It ain't even that time of the year, so there ain't no sense in laying ground rules down now.
Hey.
They'll be forgotten.
Yeah, you won't want to forget them. It ain't shit you ain't forget. You remember every damn thing else.
All right, Queen Germ, let's go ahead and get to this outline, man. Got a question for you, Queen Germ. Are these people friends or not? This girl, it was on Twitter the other day, she released a tweet. She said, I thought a guy was my legit friend, and I asked him if he wanted to help me paint like 3 weeks ago. He says, don't you have a man? So, in that situation, who is wrong in this situation?
Ain't nobody wrong, because you asked for something. The person didn't want to do it. Why are you mad? Like, do you have a man or not?
But if we friends, I would know you had a man, right?
But that's the reason why he's telling you. Don't you have... He didn't say, do you have a man? He said, don't you have a man? So therefore, he's not really... He's asking a rhetorical question.
Mm.
The boy is telling you, like, nigga, you not finna play me. I'm not finna go in here and slave, and you got a nigga that's fucking you, and then you want me to be the friend, and I'm going to throw some paint on the wall, and I ain't finna paint yours? Nigga, you not finna play me. So you not finna make me into no simp because you thought I was your friend, and you was going to get some free labor out of me when you got a whole nigga digging you out. That's who should be painting.
Well, she said she didn't have a man.
Well, that's not what this say.
She replied to the comment on the tweet, like, no, I don't, because everybody was like, well, if you got a man, then what kind of nigga, you know, just on some real shit, like, that'll cause issues with another nigga in your house painting and shit. I come home and you and my girl in that painting, nigga, that's some intimate shit right there, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I seen what happened on the shower when niggas get to painting.
Did you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, sipping, painting, all this shit. Niggas be, nah. Painting makes people do something wild, nigga. Nah.
Painting does?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Like, you let you come here, talking about I'm going to a paint thing. Oh, no, the hell you ain't. Oh, no, the hell you ain't. I'm putting a nick stop on that quick.
Okay.
We ain't doing that shit. So, yeah. So.
I mean, even if she don't have a man, the fact of the matter is, if you saying that if we're friends, you must have done talked about a nigga in the man presence, why would he say, don't you have a man? That could, I mean, or even if he wasn't, even if he was asking her a question, why are you mad, though? Like, say, no, I don't have a man, nigga, I want you to come help me paint. Okay, then if he say, I can't paint, or... You know what I'm saying? Whatever his thing is, it
some
is
niggas got rules. They don't help niggas move, and they don't help niggas paint. It's like some niggas move rules, and it's just like you gotta understand.
You gotta respect.
That.
They got a reason for why they say that.
Yeah, niggas just don't want to do that shit.
I mean, and anything that you don't want to do, you shouldn't be forced to do. Like, mm-hmm. why are you mad? You can go and hire a painter. Yeah. Oh, but you don't want to pay somebody. That's why you're trying mm-hmm. to
when
hustle up your friends.
And you don't want
to
do it your damn self.
Exactly.
Well, if we get two hands in here, we can get the work done in half the time.
Exactly, and that's not what we're doing.
Throw a party. Throw a paint party. Yeah. See, that's what these niggas need to start doing. Throwing parties at their house to get niggas to help them move and shit. Like,
yeah,
I'm having a moving party.
You know, have some liquor and some food.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, but you ain't gonna have to. Let's get a little work done before we start
drinking.
And shit.
Yeah, you can eat.
Yeah,
some of y'all might not even be to eat because some of y'all be done fell asleep on the people.
Niggas got they gonna ask you questions. You have to ask them move. Like you live on the third floor. Like nigga not gonna help you
I'm
move.
I'm not coming. You know, I'm not coming.
I lived on the third floor one time, and once I did that,
and
I said
we would never live on the third
ever
floor
again.
I
was like, I would pay the extra to be on the first floor if I'm being an apartment.
Whatever.
That third floor shit is dead.
That is for the buds.
That is not. I don't want to live on the second floor because I don't want nobody on top of me. You know, I don't have to worry about making money. I don't give a fuck if I'm on the third floor because I make the noise. And you just have to deal with what else is I'm fucking supposed to do, nigga? Like, So you know, apartment etiquette. Can we go into that real quick? Just take a little segue.
Whatever you want to do.
What's some apartment etiquette you got? For all the shout out to all the niggas living in apartments out there.
I mean, after a certain time of night, you shouldn't even be doing a whole bunch of mixing up. Like, if you know you on top of somebody and the people at your house, you know what I'm saying? The people be at their house. Why would you be your kids dragging shit?
But why I can't walk in my house at 3:00 in the morning?
I didn't say you couldn't walk in there. I'm just saying, why is you moving furniture? Why your churn running all over the place? These niggas need to be asleep or sitting still at least. I mean, that's just proper etiquette. Like, why would you do that? Like, that's normal people shit. Like, you shouldn't wait till the middle of the night to start doing dumb stuff.
All right. No
outrageous parties and shit.
What's the proper etiquette if a nigga making too much noise? What you supposed to do?
You supposed to be able to go and talk to your neighbor when you see him. You know what I'm saying? See him coming in one day. Hey, you know.
So you do that before you do the broom on the ceiling thing?
I think so.
So you try to talk to him first before you do the doot.
Because to me, it's like the horn in traffic. Like, that shit ain't nice unless you do the toot-toot-toot. That's the only way. But if you lay on the horn and you mash.
But I mean, I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you a little, like, hey, you're getting a little too loud there.
9 out of 10, you ain't doing just a little talk. You doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's like it brings a little bit more aggression in the process. So then the other person is going to reciprocate that. So you was rude with that. So now my turn coming out with the drums.
Yeah, like I remember the ones when we lived in Athens, man. They were some assholes, like that little mixed couple that lived down there. And because they were some assholes. Like, they were some assholes.
Pretty
much. As soon as we wake up in the morning, I mean, we had little babies then. Like, it wasn't like they were big 7-9-year-olds jumping, boom, boom.
Yeah.
These are little babies. So as soon as they used to get up and walk through that, and Juan used to just run through the house all the time. And I'm pretty sure it was just like, da, da, da. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, what you want to do?
And then next thing I know.
Daytime.
Next thing I know, Queen German, they beating back on the floor.
Oh, yeah, bye-bye. We was having a good time.
Bye-bye.
Then.
They was having.
I tell the turn, come on in here, let's stomp.
That shit was crazy. So we was having a battle one night with them, and one night I took one of the baby diapers and wiped shit all on their door handles of their car. And then next thing I know, somebody put sugar in my gas tank. And Queen Germ think, "What me messing with?" I was in my head thinking like it's probably them motherfucking niggas because I was just like, I'm pretty sure they got back. I was like,
or his girlfriend.
Because I was trying to put some gas in my car, and all of a sudden the gas shot back out at me and shit, and I was just like, "What the fuck?" Then I seen like it was sugar all out. I was like, oh man, somebody put sugar. I was in my head like, who the fuck put sugar in my gas tank?
Hey, niggas do strange things. But I mean, living in an apartment, you just gotta have a little. You know,
sitting on the steps, that's like, go in your
just
fucking
move.
House.
I mean,
even
if you wanna be out there, hell, when somebody come and move, I shouldn't have to ask you to move when you know you in my way. Like,
what about the niggas that just hang out on? That's like the hangout and shit. Like, y'all niggas move the fuck.
I'm not for it.
I'm gonna tell, hey man, listen, yeah, look. And then y'all niggas stop throwing trash around in y'all motherfucking apartment complex, man. It's a goddamn dumpster, nigga.
I mean, and then my thing is, if everybody is by their house, why don't you go in the house and put your shit in the trash? Like, what's the problem?
Niggas is ridiculous, bro.
So, you know, you just gotta have some kind of sense about how you do your business because it's, I mean, like, you just want to be cordial. Like, even if you don't live in an apartment, if you live by, you know what I'm saying, you live in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You should be able to throw your hand up every now and then when you catch your neighbor. You ain't got to speak to him every single time you see them.
Yeah,
but at least be like, okay, I'm a normal
person. Speak when you
person.
See me, motherfucker. Yeah, like, I don't care if you got dead bodies in your apartment. You better act normal when you come out that door.
What's up?
Don't be that weirdo in the neighborhood that don't speak to nobody or just acknowledge people. You ain't got to be fake. Hey, how you doing? Nah, you ain't
remember. How you kids just, doing? You know, I mean,
we ride by every day. Like, we should be able to, you know,
at
like acknowledge.
Each other. Like, yes. What's the problem?
Fuck out of here, man. So, yeah, man. I'm sorry we derailed over there, but, you know, it's the Frocast, man. This is what we do, man. Got another question for you, Queen Germ. You seen the video? I asked you, is this normal about the mother and the daughter? Did you watch the video?
No.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so, Queen Germ, you really have to watch that video. Like, you really have to watch it.
I apologize.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I looked to see what I needed.
Because I put it on there because it didn't remind me of you, but it was like I wanted your opinion on this, seeing how you and your daughter are besties. So this mom and her daughter are besties. They do everything together.
And they're talking about something, watching the sex tape and getting waxed together?
They do. No. They do their waxes. They do each other waxes.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. First of all, I don't want to see nobody coochie. Second of all, I don't have that skill. Maybe that should have been first. But either way it go, I'm not doing that. No, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm. And showing each other sex tapes, like, first of all,
like, for one, your mama shouldn't even have a sex tape.
Like, that's why I don't know, where's Pops at? Where's Pops at? Because Pops would not stand for this. Like, this is some bullshit right here. This lady need to be locked up. Well, I mean, this woman is grown now.
I mean, they all grown, but still, I don't think that it makes sense. Like,
but I'm pretty sure they didn't fuck, like, did a threesome together. Because the way they act in that video, like, I'm saying,
this ain't me and my child.
Now, I know it ain't you and your child, but I was just like, I wanted your opinion on it. Seeing how these are besties. This is a new age mom and daughter
bestie.
She
was only 18 when she had her, so that's part of their problem.
Mm.
So you trying to be your child friend, and me and my daughter, we are cool, but she knows that
it's
ain't
a limit. Yeah, it's a limit.
That ain't what we doing.
This bridge only goes so far. The friendship exactly. Bridge only goes so far before you cross over, and then next thing you done fucked up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, me personally, this video is wild.
Because the mama grinding on the girl and all kind of okay.
This shit is wild as fuck. Like, this shit is, I hope this shit is fake. But still, nah.
Just for it to be out there on the internet.
Where is father? Where is father?
Y'all worry about the wrong thing.
Get back in your daughter's life. Take control of this young lady because your mother is fucking her up. Like, they are around here waxing each other's. Vajayjays.
I mean, the mama is feeding the girl and
showing sex tapes. They're like comparing sex tapes, new positions. I was just like, what the fuck am I watching here? And then they were so proud too. Like, this shit is fucking ridiculous, man. This something gotta
First
be fucking
First of all,
done.
Y'all cheap because I will pay every day, any day to go to Brazil's before I lay up and let anybody snatch my.
So you ain't with the since the COVID, these people that come by your house and do your
I'm going right there to Brazil.
They doing it for $35 though.
Have my mask on.
They gonna put your picture on Instagram and cover up, you know what I'm saying, show their good work or whatever, but
I'm gonna have my mask on and
come
I'm
on now
back.
You gotta let the at home girl do your waxing and
I mean because
steam your nonny.
Who am I gonna complain to when I'm not pleased with the services?
I mean, you just have to let her know.
Who's corporate?
Ain't no corporate.
Okay,
this,
that's my point.
This
is
LLC.
That's my point.
Snatching.
Y'all will not take y'all PPP business and start ripping hairs off of me. No, thank you. I'm good.
Hey, man, it's money in there now. I think that's the new wave now. Everybody's what's an esthetician? What's that?
That's dealing with
skincare and all
that
stuff. Okay, so now
they will have some of that same skills.
Yeah, so that's the new thing.
Because they do like treatments and stuff for if you have blemishes and all kind of ingrown.
Black people getting
into
skincare now,
like
man. That shit is amazing. That shit is amazing.
You not finna roll up on me and snatch my pubic hairs. I'm sorry.
I mean,
underarm
hairs. I'm a professional.
You're not a professional.
How am I not a professional?
I need a facility. That's me.
Your facility is your house.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. I'm not going for it. I'm sorry.
You're the most comfortable at home, so why
I'm
not?
I'm going to be comfortable at these people's place when I see that they clean down everything. I see that they.
This is your house, though. Like, why you can't be comfortable?
Sir, I'm not. I'm not comfortable with that going on in here. And
I got you on the kitchen table.
And you laid up with your damn legs open in a butterfly. Who is doing that? No.
Hey, man, I'm a professional. This is what I do all day.
Well, I'm not a professional, so I need to go in the facility.
So they have all women in these places doing these procedures?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen. I mean, like, if you have a man working there, he's working, like, paying, like, you know, he's like the cashier.
He's not back.
What is the thing? A hostess or something like that.
Okay. That would be weird as fuck.
Yeah. But I haven't seen any. I mean, because they do services for men, but they don't have
fucking
men.
Man.
Oh, his men coming in there getting their ass waxed and all kind of
man,
shit.
Hey, that must be the motherfucking secret, goddamn. Yeah, because ain't no fucking way. If I was an ass waxer, I was getting, man, hell no.
Male services are a little more expensive than female
I'm sure they are.
But men get all, they get all the same things done.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to hear that. Ugh.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's kind of cute.
I mean, I guess if you got a hairy butt, I guess if you got a hairy butt, then you might want to do it.
It's the summertime.
But I understand. I mean, I'm glad I'm not a hairy person.
Yeah, you're not. And I'm glad you're not either.
I'm just glad I'm not a hairy person. You know what I'm saying?
Because that hairy chest, man, oh my God, that is just nasty.
Oh, I thought you liked it.
No.
You don't like a hairy chest?
No, that shit is disgusting. It's like you with a gorilla.
Hey, that's the that lets you know man evolved, goddamn. That's evolution right there. Yeah. That's evolution.
I am okay with not
niggas that had, you see them niggas that got hair all over their body and shit. That's evolution. That's a clear fact right there. Yeah. Niggas used to have hair all over their body. That's a caveman right there. Yeah. You see a Neanderthal. That's one of the early men. His descendants is yes, sir. That's one of them.
Hey, and I don't want no parts of him. Mm-hmm. None.
Hey, that's just life, goddamn.
I mean, people had their preferences. I don't like that. No. I tried. That shit is not cool.
I couldn't deal with it. Sorry.
It's not cool. You like girls with sideburns, so what you talking about?
Whatever, man. Listen, dispel this myth, please. I do not like women with sideburns.
It is the truth.
Did I marry a woman with sideburns?
That's why you be angry with me all the time. You married me because I had a baby. You didn't marry me because you really wanted to be with me, so what are you talking about?
So you think I'm angry at you because you don't have sideburns? Exactly. That's what you just said. Exactly. That makes no sense.
It makes lots of sense.
No, it makes no sense.
You had a crush on Ashanti. She had sideburns. Your first, the girlfriend before me, she wasn't your first, but your girlfriend before me, she had sideburns. So hell, I feel like.
So you just feel like.
That, hey.
Okay, so name another woman that I like.
I don't know nobody else that you've been
with. But you said Ashanti, so you bought in a celebrity crush. So give me some more celebrity women that I like.
I know, you secret. You keep them secret now because you don't want me to be talking about the people. So.
What you mean? I tell you all the ones
who,
I like.
Who you like?
I said Jill Scott.
News lady.
What news lady?
Some local news lady. You said she gets you worked up.
Alicia Turner. I
don't know.
She ain't got sideburns. Jill Scott ain't got sideburns.
They might keep them waxed. Oh. I don't know.
But you don't have sideburns. My main lady.
I don't.
The one that I married. Mm-mm. The one that
I don't.
Why am I disappointed?
Try to stay in the garage all the time because you don't want to be around me because
you don't have sideburns.
I can't grow them. I just can't.
Oh, man.
I just can't.
Wow.
I so have like maybe is. Three hairs on my chin, you know, catch me at the wrong time. And I might have them. But other than that, I mean, like, I can't do that. So I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Damn, I'm disappointed now.
I mean, apparently.
Frocast,
you avoid me at all costs.
I avoid you at all. Listen,
I bet the people you stay on the phone with got sideburns.
Wow. Now they're actually bald-head-ass niggas. Shout out to Sleazy Black Farmer.
Woo! Therefore.
Yeah, Rock Jones. Hey, look, most of my friends are bald. So
they got sideburns.
Right. Yeah, most of them bald.
But they got sideburns.
They got beards.
Hey, all that connecting.
I mean, it's not a side, it's a beard. Then, like it's a sideburn.
It's all connected.
But a sideburn.
It's on the side.
But it's
going
a beard. See,
hey.
Where does the beard start and where does the beard end? See,
I don't care. All I can tell you is they got sideburns.
Sideburns end. Beards go on forever. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is man business, so you got to stay out of man's business.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it. All I'm telling you know, is
that's the rules around
because
here.
I can't be in the business because I don't have sideburns. That's all.
Wow.
That's all, folks.
Don't believe that. Don't believe the hype, Frocast, man. Fro Nation, Queen Germ is putting on for y'all. She is doing. This is bad black cinema right here. She just on the stand.
I'm just
she just did an episode. She did a segment.
My old boy who like men with titties.
Wow.
Who like women with beards. So
wow.
Hey, I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know. That's what the people do.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of simps, James Harden allegedly sent Saweetie $100,000 for a date. Queen Journey, is that a simp shit or is that some pimp shit?
That's some, she better be giving up some pussy shit.
Wow, so you think you got to give it up if I send you
$100,000? $100,000? I done fucked for free.
But you got it, though.
Nigga, listen. You can't tell me you paying for a date. that costs you $100,000 and I'm
big
steal.
Money. I make $50 million a year. I don't give a fuck.
Care.
That $100,000 is nothing. Care. That's like a $100 bill to me.
Okay, that's fine. But at the same damn time, you gotta look at the market value. $100,000 can buy me several things. I can get me a halfway decent little starter home. I can get me definitely a nice car. This is $100,000 tax free money. So I'm telling you, she better be ready to give up some coochie. If you accept the people money, you better be spreading them legs.
Man, fuck that. If I was Saweetie on some pimp shit, I'd take that nigga 100, go on a date. That nigga ain't, I make sure we go on a date when I'm on the rag, nigga. And I'd be like, you nigga playing your
like
ass,
I said,
nigga.
He finna fuck in the blood and everything else. Because you not finna tell me I'ma take you anywhere. I'm not taking you
Saweetie,
anywhere.
You better play him. Saweetie need the money, too. You know she broke. She was
I'm
out there doing a show on the pier with a little. Hey, she was doing the donation shit, nigga. Singing on the damn. Exactly. Dude, she did a concert like on the pier or some shit in California. Had a little hat out there passing the hat for donation. So she need the money. So, Saweetie, you better take this money. You ain't got to fuck this nigga because he ain't send you $100,000 for a date. He'll send you more for some pussy.
He lame. So he lame and she
that's
lame.
What I'm saying. No, she ain't lame. She better do it because Quavo gone. You know what I'm saying? Quavo gone. So this nigga right here, you better get him, Saweetie. I'm just saying. On some pimp shit.
And how old is James Harden?
James Harden probably 32 maybe, I guess.
And how old is Saweetie?
26, maybe.
Okay.
She a college graduate. Want to be a rapper. Mm. Why would you do that?
Well, she said she got enough
best
stuff
dress.
To own.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, she
27. Back to the streets. Da, 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 da.
You were talking.
Just saying, Queen Jermaine, man. That's a lot to send somebody, man, for a date, man. Like, man, I hope it ain't true, James. I hope it ain't true. But a lot of people.
Yeah, that's lame as hell, though.
How old is
that's
he? You looked him up.
31.
He's 31, okay.
Yeah, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, man.
27-31.
I mean, but
I don't
James
know why
Harden.
I just thought he was older than that.
You got to understand, James Harden's jersey is retired in a strip club in Houston. He threw so much money in Houston. They say he didn't throw millions of dollars in a strip club. So that's why I'm like, this is nothing to him. Nothing. Nothing.
But again, I say he paid for some coochie because you're not finna tell me that you're not finna. My thing is simple. If you jumping and running to go on a date with somebody for $100,000, he already know he done bought you. So you ain't nobody.
Well, I mean,
know,
somebody
the
need
basis
the money,
of a
man.
Relationship. Nah, the basis of a relationship is pretty much out the window.
She needs the money.
Okay, so that means if you went on a date with me because of the money and not because you thought you would have a good time with a guy that had a good personality, somebody who would be fun, nice.
James Harden don't give a fuck about none of
that
shit.
So, I mean, he might not care, but hell, he probably not going to want to be with her for real.
Amen.
And I mean, they need to all get some boundaries because clearly y'all ain't doing them getting passed around by the same niggas in the same circles.
Yeah.
So what is it? Okay, so now you a $100,000 hoe and you better than somebody else because you got some bills paid this year. Mm. Not really. Same hoe, same game. It's nothing different.
Yeah.
So I say he a simp because if you really a pimp, you ain't had to pay for no pussy. That's how I look at
he
it.
He busy right now. He in the middle of basketball season. He just
that's
trying to,
all
he trying to put that pussy on hold.
You,
like, look, don't go
really,
out there and jump in no relationship.
Really that nigga.
Soon as the season over with, I'm going to fuck with you. But here's $100,000 to hold you over.
Yeah.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
So you want her to put her pussy on ice so that you can get her when you ready to.
I'm putting that pussy on layaway. That's all he doing.
Okay.
He putting on layaway till the season over with, and then he going to go fuck with her. But he just want her to know, don't you go out there and start fucking with a lot of niggas or this train is over. So that's all it is, man. So she better be smart. Play her cards the right way. Because if you fuck up, Saweetie, you fucked up. Just saying. Because Quavius is gone. Gone. Gone.
And what's the problem with that?
You lost Quavius. Migo. Head honcho.
Okay.
Yeah. Skirt, skirt.
I mean,
did.
I know who the nigga is, but I'm just
skirt,
saying, like,
skirt.
She lost him, but she
that's what that nigga did.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> Oh, man. Well, this is our main topic of the week, man, this week, man. This is one of the most underrated holidays there is upon us, man. Father's Day. I so happen to be a father. A lot of my friends are fathers. I know a lot of dope fathers. And Queen, first of all, I want to start out by saying happy Father's Day to all y'all out there, man. Happy Father's Day. Happy no pullout day. You know what I'm saying? Just all that, man. Y'all
whatever
know what
y'all
it
wanna
is.
Call it.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Queen Germ, you're not a father, but you have one. Give me.
And we all do.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people got daddies. Some people got fathers.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you want to call him. Yeah. I got both, I guess, because mine is everything.
A father, yeah. So let me, so tell me something about your father, man. What makes you such a daddy's girl?
Number one is because my daddy always was a man. Like, anything that you could think that a man's supposed to do, that was my daddy. Is my daddy.
Yes.
And it just was always amazing. Like, you know, something needed to be done in the yard. I mean, even if he couldn't fix a lot, I mean, fix everything. Sometimes he tore up stuff and had to pay somebody to come and fix it. But he gave it a shot. You know what I'm saying? He didn't let something be like, oh, the toilet.
Total opposite
up.
Of me. Exactly. I'm just looking for somebody
never,
to pay.
The niggas never.
Because I don't want to fuck it up. That's why I just
he
wait.
He don't even want to try.
Exactly. Because I know I can't do it. I get frustrated.
I mean, you could. You are a lot smarter than you think.
Not with my hands. I'm not that kind of guy.
I'm impressed.
I mean, that's different, man.
But nonetheless, talking about my daddy here.
Which one?
The one who...
your father. You talking about your father.
My birth certificate.
I'm daddy.
But whatever.
You see that? Hey, Pro Nation. Y'all see it? But let me go ahead. Let me let you get back to your father.
Okay. My father, like I said, he's always been that guy. Like, if I needed anything, I'm like money, anything get fixed with my car, questions about different stuff, you know, he was always there. He has a presence in our household. It's like, you know, my daddy didn't have to ever spank me. And if my daddy walked in the room, everybody got quiet. It was like, daddy home, you find somewhere to sit down, shut up, whatever. We don't want mama to tell daddy if we was misbehaving. That's like, my mama didn't even have to spank us sometimes. And she would say, oh, I'm going to tell you daddy when you get home. It's just like, but I'm going to get my life together right now. Like, for real, I'm getting it together. And my daddy never did spank the girls. And it was just like, you know, he said what he said and that was it. And it was harder for you to deal with it because of the fact that, you know, if my daddy was disappointed or mad with us or something, you know, you really felt bad. Like, I messed up real bad. But it's just like, I mean, always a provider. Did everything he had to do for us. My daddy just did, always came through in the clutch. You know, everybody got their way about them or whatever. But it was just like, he is a stand-up guy. Yeah. And that's just like the biggest thing about it. Like, he was that person. He never had, you know what I'm saying? He was never shiftless. He always worked. He did what he had to do. Even being a retired person, he still got, you know what I'm saying? He do little odd jobs or whatever, making money now, 70-something years old, and still, you know what I'm saying? Can't keep still, moving and doing what he got to do. And you can't help but respect that. Every Valentine's Day, me and my sisters always got a card, candy, teddy bear, something. He always made us feel like we were safe in his presence. You know, we were protected. He was going to do, you know what I'm saying, whatever he had to do to make sure that we was good. I mean, even when I came home to tell him, you know what I'm saying, I was pregnant with Juan, he was just like, you know, what you want to do? So it was just like, you know, whatever we got to do, I ain't worried about what you do with that nigga, but, you know, whatever you need, you know, I want you to know that I'm going to stand behind you 100%. And to know that you got somebody in your corner, whether you mess up, whether you doing well, that means a whole lot, especially when you know, like, they rooting for you the whole way. And it's just a lot to be said about men who do what is needed, because everybody need a daddy. People always want to say, like, boys need to be raised by their daddies, and this is in the third. But women need their daddies too.
Exactly.
And
children need their father.
Yeah, all children need their father. All of them need both parents, because exactly. It's something about what a mama gonna bring to the table and a daddy gonna bring to the table.
Yep.
Exactly. Because a lot of times, you don't know which one is gonna be the disciplinarian. You don't know which one is gonna be, you know what I'm saying, the fun parent or the kind of more relaxed parent. But chances are, most of the time, they're not the same. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, both parents aren't usually, we just having a party over here, or both people ain't just stomping your brains out all the time. So it's like they balance each other out, and for that reason, that's why it's a great dynamic in the family when you can keep it together. Yeah. But dads have been, and I think it's one of those sexist things that is a drawback from that whole men are in charge, because the narrative that we've been fed for centuries, you know, probably since the beginning of time, is that the man is the strong one.
He is.
But that's not where I'm going with this. The point is not to say he's not. It's the point that if all you said that defined a man was to be a protector, to be a provider, he's this rah-rah, big guy, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all say men don't have no feelings. Men don't like to be celebrated. So now you saying, oh, we want to celebrate dads. We want to do this for dads. But you've been telling us all along, daddies don't want nothing. Daddies just wanted to know that his family is good.
Exactly.
So then when the day comes and a nigga mad because you got these old crazy people saying, oh, we don't have to do this, we don't have to do that. Ain't no store selling out of nothing on Father's Day. You can eat what you want. You can go where you want. Ain't shit clogged up, backed up, nothing. Because the daddies ain't really getting that much love.
Yeah.
And
you know why? Because they on the fucking grill cooking.
Maybe. Maybe not. But I'm just saying.
On that new grill you bought us for Father's Day. Thanks. Oh, now go out there and cook.
Yeah. I mean, not today.
Nah, maybe, man, they still maybe, be making that nigga. Who else gonna do it?
Hey, y'all might need to go and
it ain't gonna be edible. If the nigga that cook on the grill all the time ain't cooking today, so some salt. What second string nigga coming in?
I'm just saying, if you want to be that nigga, be that nigga. But you, don't no be choice. Mad when your ass on the grill.
You ain't gonna. If we gonna eat grill food,
I mean, you maybe somebody ought to be cooking something for the man that day. Maybe you need to get some fried pork chops and other stuff, some shit out the kitchen. You might not want to be.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You might not want to be going. You know what I'm saying? You might not want to go nowhere, and you definitely don't want to work too hard on your day. So, I mean, I can understand how ever it got to play out, but fathers got to realize that in order to be respected, you got to step up to the plate and do some shit. It's some good niggas out there, but it's
a lot of good niggas out there. Ain't no some. It's a lot.
However you want to say it, it's
some fuck niggas out here,
that's left up
but
to
it's a lot of good niggas out here. No, I'm just saying, all the fucked up fathers is mostly out the paint now.
I mean, but you know, bad news travel fast. So if that's been the case for so long, you got niggas who ain't been shit.
We protecting
so
away. We changing the damn narrative.
Okay,
our generation,
that's awesome. The
under 50 niggas, like the 45, like the 50 and under niggas, like niggas that's over 50, they probably some. It's more
some
fucked
of
up
them
nigga.
Might be. Like I said, my daddy is the bomb.
Yeah,
I don't know why I keep saying was, but yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because
you was
I'm
a baby.
I'm not a child anymore.
You're not a child. You're an adult.
Yeah, I'm an adult.
But the fathers now, they're more involved. You know what I'm saying? Than the ones previous generation. Like I'm part of the generation that came from the single parent household. I'm part of that generation where daddy wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? That generation was some fucked up niggas. Like them niggas was. Wow, you know what I'm saying? But we understand the times, what was going on then. Everything happened, you know, it was all a systemic thing right there.
It was systemic, but niggas got, I mean, like.
But now.
You gotta do better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The fathers now are trying to do better, or are doing better. I'm not saying trying, because I know a lot of, like, niggas, we hold ourselves accountable. Like, we ain't fucking with the niggas that don't take care of their kids. Like,
they got friends.
Well, them niggas is like, them some slime balls. But I know I wouldn't personally hang with no nigga that wasn't taking care of their kids. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Because it's like, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. And sometimes it ain't all about money. Sometimes about
it's
time.
It's never about money.
It's
it
more
should
about
never
time.
Be about money.
Yeah, like niggas think you could just, oh, I buy my kid all the Jordans. But are you spending any time with that nigga?
Yeah, because he going to be the nigga that's fresh to death, but the nigga stupid as fuck because he don't know nothing.
Yeah, he going to be naming.
He ain't got no real, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got no real skills or nothing because all he doing is hanging around the house with his mom and his sisters. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is he really going to know about anything that men are supposed to do?
Exactly. And then, you know, this goes back to, and like, fathers, don't give up. Just because the relationship don't work with the girl, like, you can't. Like, y'all need to work on that shit. Like, just because the relationship ain't in there, you still got kids you got raised. So, y'all got to put that bullshit aside and raise them babies. Like, you can't hold no angst because that nigga cheated. And also, now you want to make his life hard. And I mean, come on, man. It's a lot going on. But we just need to start working together and getting this shit together because we got to get the family unit back together.
Yeah, I mean, and if nothing else, you talk about men. Y'all, you want to be the head. You want to be the lead. Some shit you just got to eat. You just got to deal with it. Like,
that goes
okay,
both ways.
The broad crazy or whatever, but see, that's another reason why you can't fuck everybody, because when you mess around and have a baby by somebody and you stuck with them for the rest of this child life or longer, you know what I'm saying, you dealing with this crazy person.
Yes.
But if you met her at the club and you got her pregnant and you ain't knew her but 2 months, then what are we doing?
We just gonna raise this baby.
But that's what I'm saying. But now you dealing with somebody that's crazy and does all kind of dumb stuff that you don't agree with. And y'all fighting and arguing all the time because you with some monster. But do you even, some of y'all don't even get it together after you done mess around and had a baby by a crazy person. You get another baby by a crazier person. So I think some of y'all just like to live the fucked up life. It, and you can't tell me, you can't sense when some of these people ain't right.
I mean, but you know what they say, man. The crazy girls got that.
Like I said, and then you want to deal with the craziness for the rest of your life.
I mean,
I deal with some okay stuff before I deal with some good stuff, and you telling me that I got to do that? Well, how about you bust a nut in the towel or wear a condom?
Hey, man, I tried.
Well, I'm not crazy.
We ran out. The store wasn't open at night, so hey.
I'm not crazy.
Now we got a baby with this crazy with these two crazy people. These two crazy people got a baby with each other, and they trying to raise a crazy kid. So I just want to give a shout out to a couple of my fathers out there, man. Well, some of the ones, you know, the ones I know, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Chuck the Gambler, Be Easy, man. Goddamn.
Super father.
Yeah, Be Easy got like 19 kids. I mean, Be Easy, like he had a kid graduate every year the last 7 years. This shit has been amazing, bro. And you know what I'm saying? So,
turn up. You're doing something right.
Hey, Be Easy is out there, man. So, you know, another graduation every year. The nigga just wear the same suit to each kid graduation because he got one every fucking year. And shout out to Be Easy, man. Just bought him a new suit, man. Be Easy doing big things out here in the world, man.
Okay.
Dope father, though. Who else? 12 Kyle's a father. My nigga JD.
Oh, he's a super dad.
Super dad.
Super dad.
Like, I don't want to put the man personal business out there, but
I love it. I love it, though.
But the nigga got, he got Bill, he the Bill Russell of motherfucking churn. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. My brother, Nate the Trucker. Who else? I got so many. I could be naming dudes forever, man.
I mean, you got somebody named Papa Dash, so he's somebody daddy.
Papa Dash. Papa Dash is. Daughter Dash. Papa Dash is in the building. Who else? Any other listeners, fathers, man? Oh, light skinned Kanye's a dad. Shout out to him. Trying to think who else's father's on the list, man.
I don't know if all of them have children.
Oh, my nigga JT, Texas Tibb. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Thibodeau out there. He's in Korea right now. Shit crazy. Vietnam, somewhere over there. He in the military. He's a dad. Man. He posts his babies. My nigga VLF all day. You know what I'm saying? He finally got into the game late. You know what I'm saying? He got a little 1 year old now.
Okay.
You know, there's so many of y'all out there, but man, but salute. Props to
Happy
y'all.
Happy Father's Day.
Doing what y'all doing, man. Keep doing the great things that y'all doing, man. Oh, man, Gomez.
He got a child.
He got about three of them.
Oh.
He got two. He got three or four. Two boys and one girl, or either two boys and two girls. But yeah, he got kids, man. So yeah, man. So shout out to all them, man. All the dope fathers out there, man. Keep doing y'all fucking jobs, man. Raising these babies, man. And just
take care of the kids.
Take
man.
Care of the babies, man. We got to do better for the next generation.
Grown people who be fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Hell,
motherfucking
love.
Yeah!
The niggas suffer, the women suffer.
Look at these little fucking
people get with suffer.
Yes, look at these little fuckers we got now. Think about it. The year is 2021, so that means any kid born from 2000, like the 21-year-olds were born in 2000. So just think of how wild the 2000s were, and these kids are the result of this shit.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we got to do better in the 10s and the 20s, bro. Like,
be careful.
Yes. Yes, because, man, we got some wild, Atlanta wild right now. These niggas just shooting. It's just a crime wave. Like, shit is fucking nuts right now. Niggas is crazy. We need to do something about this shit, man.
I'm just saying, y'all got the dodging bullets, the coronavirus.
I mean, everything, nigga. What's that, critical race theory? They want
to take
that
out
of school?
Child, please, they need to go sit down.
Man, they don't want the kids to know the truth, man.
No, because they know that it's we're on the brink of an uprising. They have studied people since we've been here.
Yes.
So they do these, they have a strategic plan as to how to deal with us. And so they keep you into this thing and that thing. So some of y'all love fashion. Some of y'all going to be so deep in music and all this other stuff that y'all ain't paying attention.
Yes.
So they can do the stuff that they're doing. Now it's a focus on real social justice.
Yes.
So now they scared
like,
out their mind. Like, okay, we didn't know we was going to get here this fast. So now we got to come up with something else.
I thought we did this back in the 60s. I thought it was over with.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
It's back. And I'm talking
shit.
About the niggas have united. So it's
warfare, people. They trying to tear
time.
Us apart, man. Trying to tear us apart.
We gotta get it. We gotta do right by each other and do what's necessary so that we could be okay.
Yes, and it starts with fathers and mothers staying together, or just either you ain't gotta stay together, just work together, have a working unit, make sure the kid have a normal life. Put aside the bullshit in front of the kid And then y'all can act normal.
Happy
then
I knew y'all wasn't shit. When y'all
exactly. Shit. Damn.
How the hell you thought you was going to keep a nigga and you over here with all this bullshit?
Thank you. You ain't cooking or cleaning or nothing. You just like, what the fuck? See, I'm working. I come home and this shit. You ain't
like, what?
God damn, nigga. Like,
niggas that ain't got no goddamn job.
Nigga, yeah,
what you going to do with that? You should know you can't keep no woman. You can't keep no woman. Your dick ain't that good.
Shit,
you better put that dick on the light building, because otherwise, I can't get with it.
Go fuck the lady down at the damn power place.
Thank you. You better.
You better go fuck the rent lady. You better go
the
fuck
water
the
water lady.
You better
all
be
that.
Fucking it. All the day. Hey, you better be putting it down, my nigga. You better be a shit. Dicksman, bro.
Exactly. A whole gigolo out here.
If
in
that's
the
thing, Dave. That's all you got. Bring it to the table. You better put that motherfucker to work, boy. God damn it.
Many miles.
You got to do what you got to do. Take care of them babies. That's just the end of the story.
That's what it is.
So, yeah, man. So, happy Father's Day to y'all guys, man. All the men out there, notice I said that. It's that time of the week. It's TV talk time. TV talk, TV talk, TV talk. Queen Jern, the shot happened. What you think about it?
Hey, I'm not feeling the whole Jake trying to steal his homeboy girlfriend, though.
I mean,
that's, I don't like
Jake
it.
Girl a snake,
I don't
man.
Like it at all.
A Jake girl a snake, man. Why is she doing that?
Like, Kevin girl?
Well, yeah, Kevin girl, like, well, she was Kevin girl. Shit, Jake done stole her. She see Jake a real authentic Southside nigga. She like, ooh, the real deal.
Exactly. That's all it is. He a little thug.
Yeah.
You see, he done got beat up by the police.
Ooh.
And now he over
ooh,
here.
You
so you like,
seen
oh.
him getting head. You like, ooh, Jake a hot boy. I got to get with him. He tall. He got dreads. He like, ooh. Yeah, uh-huh. Kevin done lost his girl. Him around there throwing temper tantrums and shit. I don't want you asking nothing about it. Oh, she like, oh, nigga, okay, word. What's up? Jake giving her that time. You know, he got time today, cuz.
Exactly. He ain't got time but today, cuz Jake is that nigga. And
yeah,
he gonna be
Jake gonna
around
move
here.
On. You
exactly.
understand?
You just a little pit stop on the road. So don't be mad when he don't come back to your little 7-Eleven. Just know that.
Kevin out there sipping, shooting Instagram lives with Papa, the biggest simp out there is.
Don't do Papa.
I'm
don't
just saying,
Papa,
Papa a simp now. I mean, let's get it real now.
No,
Papa is
a
simp.
He's
an authentic.
Good guy.
He's a good guy.
Guy.
Yeah, he's going to get his heart broken a lot.
That's not a simp.
He's going to get, yes, he's too young to be simping that hard. Like, he's too young. And it's going to end up bad for Papa. It's
no,
going to end up bad. He better stay with Maisha forever. He better be like, oh, me and her been together since we was teenagers. And that's the only way his story ends well. Because if Papa, the way he's simping hard, he's going to get his heart broken.
Papa is a good guy. His
exactly.
dad's a pastor.
Exactly. He's going to get his fucking heart broken. He's going to turn into a cold bastard. And then next thing you know, Papa going to be out there wilding. So I'm telling you.
And have a whole bunch of children.
Yes. Papa going to have 9 kids. Like, the Papa story
Seven
doesn't end well.
Moments.
Yes, with the way he going, man. It just don't. So, yeah. Sorry to just project.
Yeah,
all this on Papa.
Things, horrible things.
All this on Papa. But
then y'all mayor, he out there wilding.
Man, listen. he in love with Tracy. He's in love with her. He's in love. Like,
why you think so?
Cause like he doing too much. Like he want to get a break from his wife. Like his wife, cause he.
I think his wife a lesbian.
His wife is a lesbian. She do all of it. She don't care. She's one of them pieces that they use to get things done. Like you know to oh I'm pretty sure. Kevin's girlfriend, daddy, he's fucked the wife. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
The light-skinned nigga. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he fucked the wife. I mean, you know, and then, that, like I said, that time when Lena Waithe was on there, she was playing the mayor, she was running for mayor, and
uh-huh.
she said some shit, like, you know, like, So the wife, like I said, I think the wife, she gets whatever done. She gets the deal done. She closes the deal. She's the closer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's not good.
I mean,
unless that's what you like, but I don't think that's, I mean, that can't be you.
That's the little image they have that some political niggas be ran by, like the wife really be the one pulling. They say that's how Nancy Reagan was with Ronald Reagan. Like, she was pulling all the strings.
Mm.
Like, she was the one, like, she was heavily involved in getting things, like, shit passed and everything. So, you know, it's possible.
I mean, I ain't saying it ain't possible. I just don't like it if you telling me I'm finna become something that I'm not for you to get what you want. That's not me. Like, if I'm actually this person and I like to do all of these things, then I'm fine with that. But you're not going to turn me into a whore or something that's not who I am.
But if it's power, you know what I'm saying? You know pussy
some
is power.
People, yeah.
And you know
but
what I'm saying?
Some
so,
people like power, period. They
yeah.
they like to be in that place and be in charge of something. So, I mean, to each his own. But,
yeah, but you know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's a wild situation. Then we got Emin and Tiffany.
That's some bullshit.
Tiffany wrong, man.
She ain't wrong.
Tiffany wrong,
but
man.
I don't like it.
It's like, how you gonna sit there and say this shit, and then you just enjoying fucking the nigga now, and then now Emmett, he guilt fucking somebody, and then you gonna say, oh, it's gotta be ground rules. It's certain people you can't fuck.
You having a whole relationship with somebody.
Yeah, you got a whole.
You and this nigga is together now.
Yeah.
So you finna come the next season. I mean, not next season, but the next show, and you not gonna come home no more.
Yeah,
you just not coming home no more.
It's like, is the other nigga like, you know she married. You sitting here fucking, like, what the fuck? Like, you're a nasty ass nigga, bro.
I mean, not necessarily because
think about it. Emmett told her he cheated. She left and went and fucked. The nigga ate her pussy after her and Emmett was fucking. Like, that shit is nasty, bro.
I mean, he might not care.
That's what I'm saying. That nigga's a sicko, bro. Like, what the fuck? If you look deep into it, like, I mean, it was within 24 hours. Like, disgusting. Disgusting.
I mean, she disgusting because she let it happen.
I mean,
he don't know that you just was fucking your husband. You can assume that y'all was fucking every time, yeah, I see you.
Like, exactly. Like,
you can't. You won't know that. But
if
then
you dealing with a married woman or a married person, you better assume that they got them fucking.
But like, then it's times when people stop fucking with their person.
I mean, I'm just saying.
They start only fucking the outside person.
You can't be surprised. Like, that's why I be getting mad when niggas be like, oh. Like, the niggas, the side niggas be mad that she be fucking with her. Nigga, that's her husband. Nigga, she got to fuck that nigga to keep the charade going.
Exactly.
If she stop fucking him, she going to stop.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, she going to know something up or whatever. He going to know something up. So, y'all niggas, man, what the fuck? Yeah.
But people go hard for who they like. Like, I mean, and then the thing is, what people don't understand, you think you coming up when you cheating, but you not. It's a lose-lose. Ain't nobody winning. So,
nobody
it don't matter.
Wins.
Like, in the moment you feeling like it's fun, okay, I done stole something. It's just a little...
revenge.
Yeah, or whatever the case may be. You mad, so
now you know how
something.
Now you know how I feel.
And it's like, we all feel shitty right now because now it's hard to go back to where we were.
Yeah, it's over.
Because of the fact that you done too much.
It's like, over.
You wildin',
yeah,
so...
we can never get back where we was. Yeah. The trust is gone. The love is gone. Like, I couldn't look at you no more the same. So, it's like... and that shit,
I mean, time heals all things.
Time heal my ass. Time make it worse, too, because you're always going to sit there and think about this shit.
Like, you don't have to.
You can't help it. It's always in your mind.
You can.
It's always on your mind.
It's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm telling you.
You better find something else to damn do.
Oh, well, I can't help it. Like, no matter what.
Okay.
So, yeah, Emmett fucked up. Emmett fucked up no matter.
Emmett fucked up because he allowed that thing to rule him. You've been a hoe your whole life, okay? You come from a hoe. So I'm not understanding what's the problem when you knew that you was out here. Like, you couldn't leave it alone. You had to get a little piece of her. Okay, so you fucked her. Get over it. Like I said, some shit you got to deal with. Your punishment is the keeping the secret.
Well, I mean, you know, he wanted to free
now
his mind.
Now you want to free your mind, and now you done lost everything.
Yeah, so, you know, it is what it is, Emmett. So.
And the mama sick. So
oh,
now
yeah.
Everybody know that.
Emmett mama got cancer. He's all broke up over there. His wife, Emmett's life falling apart right now.
Yeah.
It just poor Emmett, man. It just keeps getting bad. And then now Kevin mama think that, what's her name? Dre is cheating because the girl sent, like, thank you for keeping our secret.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Thanks for keeping our secret. And she, you know, like I said, her not having no fucking job. Now she thinking too fucking much. Mm-hmm. She need
but
to get a job.
One, it's Dre a fault because you should have a lock on your phone. I don't give a damn.
Hey, I mean, you ain't hiding nothing. I mean, it is what it is.
Child, please. Everybody hiding something. Even if it's the shit that you ain't paid. It ain't got nothing to do with, no, you got to be cheating. Shit, I got email say you owe on so-and-so bill. I might not want you to see that shit. So, I'm talking about it ain't got to be a relationship, but everybody got something. You got some shit out there.
Hey, man.
Might have had some disciplinary action at the job. You don't know what the people got. Mm. It's something. Ain't nobody got no open door policy where you just, everything is for you to know. That ain't what it is. You might have made some good business deals, won some money, or whatever the case may be. Got some good, what you call it? Hits on your little game, bets and things. You might not want me to know you just won $200. You might not want me to know that you sold some stock, bought some stock. So it's all kind of stuff that you may not be willing to give that information that may be in your phone. So
interesting. Glad I don't live that life.
Yeah, I'm just saying. The Bible even says your right hand's not supposed to know what your left hand doing, or vice versa.
Bible say a lot of things.
I'm just saying. So therefore, you might want to
not go there tonight, Queen John.
Yeah, you better not go there tonight, nigga. You don't know the Bible no other day, so just keep acting like you don't know
it. What you mean? I know a little something.
Just what I said.
I know a little sign.
Yeah, your
little
people.
Song. We didn't watch Beyond the Pole this week. We forgot to watch that.
I
didn't watch it either. I forgot to watch
it.
So we'll be back next week with a 2-week update. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see if old girl's still smoking them cigarettes.
She'll still be smoking them.
Cause she, yeah.
Them cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Well, that's all for TV talk, man. I ain't watching nothing else. Manifest, I think it's about wrapped up. I got to finish it. But watching that, yeah, we ain't going to talk no more about TV talk. It's time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. This is Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors. We did not study Juilliard. We did not even take drama classes. But each week we come here and do an improv to make y'all laugh. This week the situation is this. Baby daddy asked to be off child support from his baby mama. Wow. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Action. Hey, yo, what's up there, Shanika, man? How you doing, man?
I'm all right with you.
Hey, man, look, man, I was sitting here, you know, I didn't, you know, me and my wife, you know what I'm saying, we got us a house now, you know what I'm saying, we got some other kids, and, you know, I was hoping, man, like, you could take me off child support because, you know what I'm saying, I'm really, like, it'd really help out things in my household, man. You know, I'm hoping we had a little cordial state now. I mean, I'm still going to do for my child, but I think, you know, like, I could really use the money, like, you know what I'm saying?
You could use the money. So what's your child going to do? Because you're talking about you're going to still take care of your child.
Yeah, I'm still going to take care of, but, I mean, wow. I'm just saying, like, I'm still going to be doing things and everything, but I just want to
doing things that's going to cost money. So if it's going to cost money, why not have the money already here?
But, I mean, I'd rather just give, like, do for her instead of just keep sending every money. Because, like I said, that money will help my household.
Okay, and it's helping mine right now.
But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? You got a good job. You don't really need it. You don't really need the money.
She's here every day.
But I understand that.
She comes see you on weekends and holidays.
But I get that. But what I'm saying is you don't really need the money. You know at that time when we got this little agreement going on what the deal was and now you done came up, you don't really need that money.
Okay, but the money is for our child.
But
okay, first of all, you messed up when you said the negotiating tactic was something about you and your household with your wife and your kids. So that's as if you're taking food from your child's mouth because you're more concerned about these other people that you done brought in your life. That have nothing to do with her.
Yeah, well, it has a lot to do with me because I'm the one working. What I'm saying is
this.
And
I'm working too.
I understand. And like I said, you don't really need the money. You got one kid over here. You make good money. So like
because I went to school and because I go to work.
But what I'm saying is
this. So your wife needs to get her ass up and go to work.
See, now what?
See, that's the problem. You want to go and cater to a broad who got some other churn. She got churn with you, churn with other people. And now you want to wife her up and don't want her to have a job.
But
I wasn't the kind that you could wife up and have sitting here looking pretty.
We were young, man.
Tell a bitch to go get a job.
Why she got
to
be all that? Night? Hey, I mean, come on.
If y'all trying to steal from me, she's a bitch. Because 9 times out of 10, she done cranked you up and decided that you need to come and approach me about some bullshit.
Nah, man, it's just that things are tight around the house.
What we got going on is working.
That $500 could help me out more. You don't understand?
Okay. So you know what? If I take you off of child support, what are we then agreeing to?
I told you, I'm going to do whatever, like, you know
you
what I'm
can't,
saying?
No, I need dollar amounts. I can't do whatever, because whatever, clearly, ain't more than $500. So why would I take you off child support to get something that I ain't going to be able to see? It's not going to be consistent, and that's going to be the problem.
I was thinking like $100 a month.
Yeah, see, no, I can't do that.
Why not?
I can't even pay the ballet teacher for $100 a month.
But you don't need this money. You don't need this money.
Don't need it. But the point is, your child does. Your child is eating. Your child is what?
If I took away my $500, you would still be getting the same. Your life wouldn't change at all.
So what I'm saying right now is you taking
the $500 out of spite.
Blow that bitch out the window.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That's what you're doing. And so you could take me
off of it.
I'm not
throwing your money away. I am investing it in your child. So she has ballet.
I just thought you was going to be a little more reasonable
Tell your little raggedy ass wife to go get a job. She can get a part-time job and get you some $500 right
back. She come over here and beat your ass, it's going to be a whole other story.
And she won't.
You already know she got them hands.
Yeah,
so,
she got them hands that ain't doing shit.
Yeah,
tell her to go to work.
So,
then her hands might be a little tired.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
You want to negotiate about some money and tell somebody you want to threaten me with this? So fuck you and her.
If y'all like that, man, y'all suggest a topic, man. We'll jump on it and act it out. Well, our next segment, this is reading rap lyrics. I know y'all think of like reading rap lyrics. Yes, but the gimmick is to read them in our professional voice, our office voice, our proper voice, our about to go to on the phone interview voice. You know, that voice you use when you're trying to get something done. And this week is my turn, and the lyrics go a little something like this. Hands on my knees, shaking ass, on my thought shit. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit. When the liquor hit, then a bitch get toxic. I've been lit since brunch, thought shit. Order 42 for the table, let's pop shit. Missionary or doggy style, I'm a top shit. Pussy ass niggas hating on me from the closet? Ah. Hoes trying to call me a snake? Shit. I guess I can relate. Cause a bitch spit a whole lot of venom. And since hoes are rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of dinner. I walk around the house butt naked. And I stop at every mirror just to stare at my own posterior. I don't give a fuck who talk behind my back, cause the bitch knew better than to let me hear her. Ah.
Okay. Ah.
That was the young ghetto laureate known as Megan Thee Stallion with her hit Thought Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bars.
Bars.
It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessional. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and show them to Queen Jern. This one goes a little something like this. I met this boy down here. We've been fucking and I found out we cousins. What should I do now? Grambling. Shout out to Eclectic.
That's just quite disgusting.
I mean, what do you do in that situation?
I mean, the damage is done. So,
do you
I mean,
keep
I,
fucking
I,
the person?
I'm going to need you not to.
Do you or do you check and see how far
how
cousins?
Far along, how much of a cousin is we?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I could do it. Like once
I mean, you already. I mean,
I'm saying, but like once you find out, you can't. You when you know better, you got to do better. Like shit, you can't act like you don't know he your cousin.
What if this is like your soulmate? You was like, oh my god, this is my soulmate.
That you can't have kids with, so he can't be.
You
your
can't
soulmate.
Have kids with your cousins.
They're gonna be fucking retarded.
They're not gonna be retarded.
Come on.
Stop that. I didn't mean to say the R word. They're not gonna be special.
And they are. They're going to be Down syndrome that for real.
Nah, I mean, if you're first cousins, maybe.
Come on, man. If you say they're cousins, that's the only ones that really count.
Second cousins count.
I guess.
Third cousins count.
You can keep counting them, and we all going to be cousins in a second.
I mean, everybody is related.
Exactly. So that's my point. You can't go but so far with it. Mm-hmm. Like, if they're not parents' kids, like my parents' siblings' kids, or you looking at grandparents' siblings' kids, once you go past that, y'all ain't related for real. I mean, like, it's nice if you know them, but it's just
so
like,
you're saying you're pro, you still say you'll fuck them if they're like your third cousin.
I'm not trying to. If I know that they're my third cousin, no.
But once you find out, your third cousin.
No. I just don't feel comfortable with it. I'm just saying, you counting, you going too far with it when you're going past that. But if you know the people y'all cousin, y'all, if they're your family, leave them alone. There's no purpose. Mm. But if you talking about you trying to have sex with somebody and 9 times out of 10, these are younger people, they not looking at no, I mean, half of y'all don't even know who your damn daddy is. So if you,
damn,
I'm just saying, so you telling me that you done going and found somebody who your granddaddy churn, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Your granddaddy brother churn. Chances are that ain't what you found. So if you found them, they close enough for y'all to be talking about them.
Wow.
So you shouldn't be fucking them.
You ever had a cousin that you thought was cute that you was like, you know, if we weren't cousins, I, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, some of them miscellaneous ones that we met late. I ain't grow up with them niggas. I was like, oh, shit, you might be kind of fine. But, you know, your daddy and my daddy are brothers, so I can't do nothing
damn.
With
them. Damn. Your daddy and my daddy are brothers?
I'm just saying, when the niggas that's, ain't been around you their whole life and Jesus. They just show up one day, whoa. I'm just like, oh, that's somebody, that's a friend of a cousin? Oh, that's a cousin. I'm bad, my bad. I reel it back in, my bad.
Wow. So if you like those kind of confessions, go check them out on Twitter. Keep it 100 time. Queen Jerm, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes. I want to say, just give the people their 6 feet.
100.
Like, it's just that simple. We need the space. Like, if y'all, I don't care if you vaccinated, not vaccinated. I don't care if you masking it, not masking it. y'all still got to respect the space. Because it's something about, I mean, like, I didn't realize that I had little, you know, spit sputters every now and then. Until I, you know, still until we was in the pandemic, I really like, ooh, I got a little extra moisture coming out my mouth. So y'all just need to realize, just give people enough space that y'all can still have conversations. Some gonna have on masks, some not gonna have on masks. But we gotta do a little, you know what I mean? We gotta do a whole lot better than what we're doing. So it's just like, give the people the 6 feet. If you're outside, inside, don't be all on top of people unless y'all making love. It's easy to do. So just give people their space and everything gonna be all right.
Give people their space. Simple as that.
I need it. I need the people to do that.
My keeping 100 goes a little something like this, man. I'm gonna take some heat from this one. But I'm gonna let y'all know, man. Twerking is not empowering.
100.
Okay. Y'all got it fucked up. Just because it's a woman or a man has the right to make videos of them shaking their ass, that doesn't make that empowering and they can do what they want to do because the level of respect isn't there. You know what I'm saying? Because you get a certain level of respect if that's all you're known for doing is shaking your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, because what am I going to look at you at? I'm not going to take your words seriously. You know what I'm saying? Or if I do, I mean, okay, but turn around. You know how certain niggas is. So, ladies, I don't want y'all to think that just because y'all out here doing what y'all doing and you know, it's fun, but that's not empowering. I mean, it's not. Don't let them fool y'all to think that's empowering because niggas like it don't mean it's empowering. Trust, okay? Likes don't mean shit. So that's my keeping 100.
Okay.
Winners or loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner this week is going to be none other than the North Carolina A&T State University.
Winner!
Because their male track team was third place overall in the NCAA championship. So I think that was a major accomplishment because everybody was shocked that this happened. And I was just proud because as an alum, you know, I just love to see the HBCUs winning. Some people say, how you going to be excited about third place? But when you're talking about a win that nobody expected to happen.
And some people won national titles in individual
and they
competitions.
Did.
So it wasn't just as a team to finish third. That is an accomplishment.
Yeah, it was a major accomplishment.
Yes. So going against the powerhouses. You know what
big
I'm
up, big up to
turned into a powerhouse.
One
now.
Of the best, well, the best,
the number one, ranked
the,
number one,
the best.
Don't get it twisted.
HBCU,
long way, long time coming, yeah. Long time coming.
So congratulations, North Carolina A&T.
My winners are all the fathers out there, man. I said y'all earlier, man. All y'all my winners, man. The real fathers, the ones that's out there going out there doing the work, being their kids' life.
Winner.
Being that fun dude. Just being dad, man. Just, you know, being clumsy, funny, strict, all that. You know, being that man in them kids' lives, man. All y'all my winners, man. And if you ain't qualified to be a good dad, man, do better next year so you can get that award, man. It's always room for improvement, man. So, fellas, man, go out there and do the right thing, man. Do right by these kids, man.
Yeah, some of y'all don't need to have no more churn. But.
Got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yeah, my losers has got to be Girl Scouts of America. I try not to beat on them too
gosh.
Bad, but you know, every now and then it comes up on my thread, and I got to say
you.
Something about the people.
Loser.
I mean, I am a troop leader, so I can say what I want to say about these people. But they losing right now because they still have 15 million boxes of cookies that they didn't get sold, and that shit better not be out here being sold next year.
Of course. Y'all getting the last package. Y'all not getting no new fresh package.
Uh-uh.
See, but they didn't get to hit the streets this year. They didn't get to do no hand to hands.
That's my point. So you knowing that we in a pandemic, but you thought the niggas was gonna be that greedy to where we was gonna be ordering cookies online and just staying at home getting fat?
Yeah.
No, that's not what was.
They probably got a deal where they get the same amount every year.
But see, that's the thing. You shouldn't have done that. You had to know we were in a pandemic.
Cookie people said we already made these motherfuckers. Sorry.
And now y'all got 15 million on hand that is gonna be.
Just give them away. You got to take the loss. Y'all got
to
take the loss.
But they ain't trying to give them away. They're trying to figure out how they can be clever and sell cookies all year round. This will be the year that y'all can get treefuls and s'mores all year long because somebody going to have some floating around on the internet. So check it. If you're looking for some, hit them up because clearly they got a whole bunch of cookies left.
My losers, man, it's all the people out there that were campaigning, tweeting, to get the song Cater For You canceled.
Loser.
Because they said it was degrading the women, that the woman had to, you know, whatever she was saying. You know, you shouldn't have to do that. It's like you're a slave or something like that to a man. But I noticed you didn't go after Bills. Interesting.
Because they said they need to get them bills paid.
But you don't want to cater, though.
Just saying, y'all the ones made them rules.
I didn't make them rules.
Y'all the ones sending women $100,000 so they can have a date with your punk ass. Hey. So what you think that mean? Lame as fuck? Hey. You want to pay some bills to show that you are somebody in charge.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Interesting. So all my losers, man. You can't. It's a fucking song, man. Let niggas can't have shit, right? Can't have nothing. Can't have no song when they talking about catering to you, man. I mean, damn.
I just don't understand it because of the fact that it's not a degrading song. If you really care for somebody, it's something that you do without being asked to. But, you know, people going to be how they're going to be. But I just think if you're going to have freedom of speech, you should have freedom of speech regardless. You know what I'm saying? Whether you agree with the narrative or not. Like, if you're telling me you're teaching something, that's different. Yes. You have to have facts. But when you're talking about freedom of speech, just thinking about how to express yourself in song, poem, whatever, you know, arts type stuff, that's the environment that you do that in. So people just be getting carried away.
Of course.
And they ain't got no damn man half the time, and that's why they bitter.
Oh, when I get a man,
we're going to be equals and this is in the third. Okay, whatever, man. Go sit down somewhere.
Yep. Those are my losers. Well, for shout-out time, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. And I'm going to be there. Turn up. This weekend, Juneteenth, is going down. My nephew getting married. We finna cut up. The Johnson 5 is finna be in full effect, 100%. We like them Power Rangers, y'all. When we get together and we all there, all five of us, hey, ain't shit can stop me.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Dark Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, my nigga Dr. Abrasive, man, everybody, Dr. Abrasive Network. You got Dr. Cam, you got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Long Live K Law, the truck driver. Shout out to 12 Cal Podcast, my nigga Eclectic, and the Eclectic Discussion Pod, or the EDP. I'm just going to start saying that. It's a little easier to say. Shout out to the Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Young Dolomite, excuse me, Uncle Dolomite and the Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to EJ, the motherfucking DJ at the motherfucking podcast. Shout out to Big Smash. Shout out to, let's see, all the other podcasts I fuck with. Corey Dos Equis, Power Lunch Hour. Hey, I ran across, oh man, shout out to the Tackles Know-It-Alls, man. That was one of the best shows I listened to this week. They were just talking about the, the critical race theory.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? They just so happened to be talking about that this week. That was a real good podcast. Shout out to Roy's Job Fair. That was another podcast I started listening to, man. Roy Wood Jr., friend of the show, man. His podcast is dope. They basically talk to people about their worst and first jobs and, you know, basically about jobs is hiring and, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty a dope show, man. Check it out. And any other podcast to fuck with us. Shout out to everybody over that site to fuck with the kid. You got Doc Claw and all the gang, Building Block, all the people over there. Shout out to them. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Chuck the Gambler, who else? Dragon Lady, Amazing AP. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. I said ruler myself, Rick James, bitch. I probably did, but, you know, if I didn't forget them, shout out to them. And then I already said the short way, no way. I did that already.
You did it already.
Okay, yeah. I already did it. So, yo, no need to do it again, you know? Well, another show in the books, Queen Germ. It's time to rate your show.
Since I'm going to be in the 912, I'm going to go ahead and put that down there. 912. 9.12 is my rating for this show. Turn up.
Well, I guess I will match you on your 912 because that was the day I became a father on 912. You know what I'm saying? So
come on.
You know.
Be a little sentimental. I like that.
So yeah, man. That's it, man. Another Frocast in the books, man. Hope y'all enjoyed it, man. You know, every week we come in here, we do this. It's not a labor of love at all, because we enjoy just sitting here talking bullshit every week, man. It's fun. So don't ever think that, you know, it's a bother to us. We ain't one of them podcasters, man. We don't mind talking. You know, so I don't have no problem talking. This one over here definitely don't have no problem talking. But, you know, so every week we here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast read out there. Don't forget about our Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget about the voicemail. We can call 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt. Bitch. I did that all out of order, so sorry. It didn't come out right.
I want to say, I'm out of order too, but I just got to say before we hang up that I want to wish you a very happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Queen Germ. Thank you.
Because although I don't do right a lot of times, you know, what I'm saying, as far as like giving you your praises, I do want it to be.
I mean, that's I know that's your tactics.
Because I got to make you do better. Like if I seem to be okay, then you're gonna get complacent and you're gonna be on cruise control, and I need you to be ready. And so you know, I can't say it all the time, but I just want you to know that I love and appreciate everything you do for this family.
What if I came at you with that same that attitude? Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm that nigga. You not me. Like, come on, bro. You not me. So I just need you to know that the things that you do are appreciated. They are seen. You are loved. You are the guy that we needed in this house.
Okay.
You are the father that I wanted for my kids. Sometimes, you know, you work my nerve, but that's on the personal side. But I will say all day, you are an amazing dad.
Thank you. I
love what you bring to the table. You do everything that you do from the heart, and your kids notice, and I notice, and I'm just thankful that you are in our lives. And I just have to say that. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I don't need a card now. You just gave me the best card ever. Okay. That's sweet.
I mean it, though.
I appreciate that. Yeah, man. So it's not just for the show, y'all. Wow. Queen Jern said something nice about me. I don't even know how to take it.
Yeah, doesn't know how to take it.
I really don't. So, yeah. Well, we out here, man. I did my pandering line, and, you know, about to cry now. So
don't cry.
See y'all next week, man. Happy Father's Day, man. Until next week, we out. This is King Jern.
And this your girl, Queen Jern.
And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com